Hello and welcome. This is Anita from Yoga on the Road. This series of audio recordings has been deeply inspired by my students and their own learning goals. As it's quite an experiential practice, I recommend that you have available to you a chair, a thick blanket, a yoga mat, or something that will support you. When we talk about learning goals, they can be varied and different. They can be anything from being more connected to your breath, finding bliss, developing more focus, becoming more mindful, finding balance, building flexibility and strength. And these are often very individual and personalized to you. These are the things that become the motivating factors that see someone arrive on the mat for the first time. And if their intention is at a depth of real wanting and integrity, then hopefully we can learn to carry this skill outside of the yoga space and into life to support what it is you desire. The first this series will touch on today is breath. It's amazing the amount of people that are drawn to this thing that we need for our very survival. I intend to bring you some experiential practices that both awaken the breath within you through movement and remind you of the power the breath has to dissolve tension. As I guide you to awareness of your breath, I invite you to join me, either setting yourself up seated on the edge of a chair so that your feet are below your knees and your sit bones are pressed firmly into the surface of the chair to create an upright spine. Or you might like to take a seated position on the floor with enough support to elevate your hips. And here you might need or like to use a blanket. This also encourages a tall spine. Your legs can be crossed or extended in front of you. Here you can choose to gently lower your gaze or softly close your eyes. So take a moment to set yourself up in a position that feels comfortable for you. Clear your mind as you bring your awareness to your breath. Listen for the sound of your own breath. Feel how your body, from your belly to your chest, synchronistically moves in and out, rises and it falls, it expands and contracts. And take a moment to befriend it and welcome it as you might a long-lost friend. Recognize as many qualities as you can of this breath, the textures, the length of your breath, the space that it fills, and how comfortable you feel with the space that it fills. And then if you'd like to, stay here to explore this a bit further, or opt to build upon this experience by adding some movement. Both chair and seated positions work well here, or you might like to move to your hands and knees. If you decide to move to your hands and knees, ensure that your knees are below your hips and your hands are pressing firmly into the mat, slightly in front of your shoulder line and about shoulder distance apart. If you notice as we move through this practice that your wrists or your arms are becoming tired, you can always opt to move down and rest upon your forearms. Wherever you have chosen to meet yourself, on your next in-breath, see, sense, or experience your spine concaving so that your belly shifts forward and your chest feels open. When you breathe out, recoil in on yourself with your belly drawing in, causing your spine to round and your chin to tuck in. Again, breathe in, open your chest and belly, and notice the invitation to fill your body with breath. As you breathe out, use this as an opportunity to dissolve any held tension in your body. Let your breath connect to movement in whatever way feels natural to you. And if you'd like to, take three more breaths, watching how your body moves, responds, and feels. finish up when you are ready. It can take a while before it feels natural for your body to move with breath. As many times as you remember throughout the day, be it at work, out walking, fulfilling your roles, and see if you can feel the natural movement of your breath and maybe even its capacity to calm and reconnect you. Thank you for joining me on this first audio recording. Please practice breath and movement as many times as you feel compelled to, and I look forward to seeing you in our next session. Thank you, and namaste.